Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Virtus Performance Podcast. Little special bonus, relaunch episode of the podcast today. We just hit our 8th birthday. Huzzah. What a time to be alive. But we haven't really celebrated it. And I thought I'd take the opportunity now to take 10, 15 minutes, hopefully it's not any longer than that, to take a bit of a pause, a bit of stock of how we got to this point. Thank a bunch of people because there's, as you all know, this place wouldn't exist without the wonderful people that inhabit it. The people that have been here that aren't here anymore. And then I want to finish off with just a little bit of what we've got planned for the next 12, 18 months and beyond, and 30, 40, 50 years, who knows. So first of all, happy birthday to Virtus and everything that Virtus stands for, everything that Virtus is. It's pretty special 8 years on to be able to come into a place and know that the original principles that we set out to build a business and a community on are still alive and going, but in a way that I guess has evolved and has transcended what our initial goals and plans were. It's pretty crazy to look back at October 2015, when we first got keys to 1/2 Talker Terrace. I still remember the first time we came in here and kind of like, oh, it's maybe a bit big or maybe a bit too expensive or a bit more than what we want. But when we saw the space and saw out the back and saw where it was in and what part of the world we wanted to be, it was a no-brainer. And essentially, there's been many ups and downs over the last 8 years, but we haven't looked back. So to Jesse and Soph and Katie and Cam, the original coaching crew, thank you. Thank you for contributing to this place in a way that's immeasurable. I won't sit here just naming names for the next 20 minutes, but you guys were pivotal in getting this place up off the ground. But every staff member, every intern, every contractor, every physio, myo, every person that has viewed this place as a workplace or as a place to learn and be educated, thank you for putting your trust in me and in us to help you do that. It's just crazy 8 years on to think about how many lives, how many professionals have been impacted by this place. And I guess the biggest, most immeasurable thank you goes out to our members, every member that we've had along the way. Like, I was trying to do some numbers the other day, but we're essentially, thousands of members in over the 8 years. We obviously started out very different to what the gym looks like now. Like, for those that are relatively fresh or relatively new to the community, this place started out very heavily like one-on-one based coaching. Essentially, Jesse and I saw and felt a gap in the market around quality coaching, quality training. Like, there was kind of the PT models, and then there was the CrossFits or the big high intensity group trainings, and we saw this gap. Spending time at many different elite and sub-elite environments, we saw the gap of high quality strength and conditioning for the general pop, and essentially that was our jam. We started out very heavy one-on-one, introduced our group training, which originally was called Healthy Bodies, because we didn't like the way that group training was ran. And then essentially over the course of what is now 8 years, which still blows my mind that it's been that long. Over the course of 8 years, we've tinkered and tweaked and adapted our business model, our coaching streams, the way we coach. We've evolved and updated and introduced new coaching and life principles to the way we go about our business. Essentially got it to the point where it is the way it is now, which, I guess you could argue it's a semi-private coaching model that has two coaching streams. One's our group training, one's our athletic development. But at any time on the floor, everyone is connected in one way, shape or form. They're going at their own pace. They're doing what they need to do. And essentially now the goal for our programs and our sessions is that everyone comes in and can unequivocally be who they are. and they can express who they are, but then also chase that place on the other side of their current capacity to find ways to improve and to become a better human, and you know, to feel, act, look, believe, behave better, like the, you know, the ultimate version of yourself. So yeah, it's really cool now to be able to to look back at each of the steps and evolutions. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, I look at our system now, I'm like, man, we should have done that, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. But I think as a business and as individuals, you kind of have to work through those things to get ready to be that and to do that. I've got a timer going on my laptop, so I'm just making sure, which I realize is probably unnecessary because there's one there. But anyway, so yeah, so to everyone that's contributed in one way, shape or form to Virtus over the years, you know, a little throwaway line I've used is, it's not Virt me or Virt you, it's Virt us. And I think that's been exemplified by the quality of people that we get into this place. Like, you know, this place for a long time, has been bigger than me, but it's so much bigger than me now. It's nice to be able to come in and just see the place running and humming along, and people getting after it, and people doing what they can to get better and to contribute to themselves and community and things like that. And to be able to do it in a way that allows everyone to level up together is pretty wonderful. So yeah, I cannot thank every single member that's come through this place, come through these doors, whether you've been here a week or, you know, 8 years, which there are a handful of guys, and I'm so proud of them as individuals, but us as a community, as a business, to know that people want to stay here for 8 years. It's pretty phenomenal feeling and a pretty phenomenal place to be. And to be able to do that with people of all walks of life. I love the fact that we can have AFL players in here, we can have mums, we can have grandmas, we can have teenagers, we can have, you know, professionals, we can have people who are retired, people who are students, all training in the same space at the same time, all getting what they need. It's a pretty special feeling. I cannot wait to see how this place continues to evolve. If you'd ask me, like, I've got a few, I guess, three, five-year plans that we've done over the years, that, you know, we did a big one in, obviously, at the start, and then did a big one in 2019, and then that whole COVID schmozzle kind of happened and adjusted what we wanted to do or where we wanted to take the place. And people would always ask us, you know, are you going to move somewhere bigger, or are you going to open another one, or things like that. And I think the answer kind of post that soul searching time was probably just no, for now we just want to get as good as we can get at being this size and find ways that we can service our community, service our athletes as well as possible. And essentially we're still on the journey with that. We are so far from finished, it's not funny. I know we'll never be finished, which there's part of me that hates that, but the rest of me loves it, because I know I can come to work every day and look at the space and look at the people and talk to the people and kind of go, all right, well, how do we make this place better today? And yeah, essentially, you know, for me, all the best things in life come from compound interest, and this place is a living, breathing entity of that. It allows us to show up, smile, make a difference, and then keep showing up day in, day out. And to do it in a supportive, connected, loving community, it's brilliant. So yeah, so this place essentially was built on the foundation of excellence, which obviously for those that speak Latin, which I assume is most of you, Virtus is Latin for excellence. And the connotations of excellence, character and courage are kind of our three, I guess you'd call them brand pillars or pillars that we started with. Those pillars have probably evolved a little bit over the years to be education, community and performance, which, you know, essentially are a different way of saying the same thing. And for those that don't know, the three lines in our Virtus V in the logo mean those three things. So yeah, we essentially wanted to create a space where people could be their best and chase their best and excel in not only in the gym, and I think that's probably one of the things that has stayed consistent and stayed super important to me and to our team, is that what we do in here is such a small part of our existence as humans. We want to be able to, and I'm big on the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So if we're able to build capacity in one area of our life, and it might be in our health, it might be in our training, it might be in our work, career, relationships, whatever, it should and ideally will translate to everything else we do in life. I believe wholeheartedly that everything we do is a transferable skill and everything we learn is a transferable skill. So if you get really good at one thing, it'll translate in some way, shape or form to the other. To know that this place keeps leaning on that is brilliant. I'm a big values guy, big quote guy, as most of you would know by now, especially if you're listening to this. I'm 2/3 of the way through how long I want to go for, so hopefully I don't keep talking too much. But post-COVID, and this is probably pretty important for the where we're headed conversation, post-COVID, a lot of the conversation was around, like, where do we want to be? Do we want to shift more online? Do we want to be more in here and things like that? And essentially the outcome was we want to be, and these are two of, you know, the key fundamental Virtus values of people and place. We want to be in a place that we love to be, that we can be proud of, that we can consistently grow and evolve and level up. And we want to do it with people that want to be a part of it, that love it, that, but also people that we feel an innate connection to, people that we can go along with for the ride with, that we can be in part of the journey and continually level up and evolve and grow together. And those two values of people and place are essentially why, you know, they've been the cornerstone of every decision that I've made from a business sense in the last 4 or 5 years. And they continue to be the cornerstone of every decision we make. So when we, you know, when we take stock of the last 8 years of the past and appreciate everything that's gone by, we can do it with, you know, full hearts, clear eyes, and look forward to going, okay, well, what do we want the future to look like? And right now, the future for me is looking pretty bright. For this place is looking pretty bright. You know, essentially, I've got a young family now, which is, you know, completely completely different to how my life looked when I first opened Virtus. So, you know, I've been growing up with this place as well and figuring out how to run a real business. And now there's a lot more at stake now, which I love, than there was when I first opened, when we first opened this space. So essentially now the driver to where we're going is around how do we continue to make this a place where we want to be, where people that we want to be with want to come. And that gravitational pull that Virtus has and has, you know, we've continued to develop over the years, for me is one of the most important parts of this. It's not just having people through the doors, it's having good, high quality, connected people through the doors. And I think that, you know, whether it's the values, whether it's the mission, whether it's the space, I guess they're all factors, but for me, it's the people that we attract are people that, you know, like, I'll go home some days and chat to KP. I will certainly thank KP in a moment. And just talk about, like, the new people that are joining the gym are, like, are wonderful people. And, you know, I think a lot of people, unfortunately, so a lot of people go to work and they don't love what they do, or they don't love the people they spend their time with, or they don't love the space that they're in. I can, you know, I won't speak for my staff, but I can say for me, and I would like to think the rest of our crew and ideally the rest of our members, is they come here knowing that they're going to be supported, they're going to be loved, they're going to be challenged, and they do it in a way that, you know, is ultimately connected. And it's this, you know, it's community. It's the sense of, one of the reasons why this place exists, obviously the growth and adaptation and getting better is one part of it, but then just the connection to community and what that allows you to do in terms of connection with self, for me, is ultimately important. So we will keep upgrading the gym. We'll keep improving the gym floor, the space, the way we coach. We'll keep learning around, you know, how to deliver the best programming and coaching experience that we possibly can. But ultimately, every decision we make is built on how we can make this place a place where good people want to be and want to spend their time and want to grow with us. And I tell you what, I am that excited for the future of this place. Yeah, it's brilliant. So to our current staff, to Mitch, been here almost since the beginning, Greg, same, to Tyler, Jazz, Georgia, Renee, to Mum, obviously she's been there since right at the beginning, and Anna, it's... Yeah, you're an incredible bunch of people. The Virtus family is so damn lucky to have you guiding them through all of the good stuff. I am immensely excited for where this place is headed and for what we're going to do. And hopefully we're going to have the biggest summer we've ever had, and hopefully we can continue to grow and evolve and do good things and transcend our current capacities, but include all of the good stuff that's happened in the past, because this is a wonderful place built by the wonderful people who inhabited it, and I'm so proud of everything we've done over the last 8 years. And I think something, you know, I wanted to do this as an opportunity to like celebrate the wins, because I think as a society, we don't celebrate our wins, whether big or small, enough. So if you take nothing else out of this 16-minute conversation, then celebrate your wins and enjoy when things go well. Do so. Lastly, but certainly not least, thank you to KP for keeping me sane over the last 8 years and beyond. This place wouldn't exist in this shape or form without you, and I'm so excited for you to be spending a little bit more time, and you and the girls spending a little bit more time in here over the coming months and years, and hopefully the girls grow up and, you know, just love spending time at this place. So thank you. Cheers to you all. Keep doing amazing things, and let's get this next season of the podcast up and running, hey? Be amazing.